Good morning. It's lovely to see you here at our service of Connect. It is a wet day, a damp grey day, but sure, inside we don't feel damp or grey at all. So we'll start officially by saying, the Lord be with you. A couple of notices for the coming week. It's business as usual, but just to say that Pilates will be on this coming Wednesday. Also, Tuesday at 2 p.m. in the hall upstairs, we've got pickleball. And you've been product testing it, and apparently it's been going very well. Everyone's happy with it. I'm going to look in, I think. I don't know. Is there a lot of running around? Let's ask. No? So I could literally stand still.
It's good for gentle exercise.
Gentle exercise, okay. He's got a louder microphone than I do. So pickleball, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Tuesdays, 2 p.m. On Wednesday at 2 p.m. this week, we've got the Ladies Friendship Group, where Laura Tweedy will be speaking about Belfast and the Titanic. And everyone's welcome to that. If there's any gentlemen who want to come along and join in, you're more than welcome. Thursday, we've got Zoom prayers at 7 p.m. A couple of bits of information. Samaritan's Purse Boxes, could they please be back in by the 27th of October? And also, there's a call that's been put out by the local food bank, the Larder. They've put out a special request for tinned of assorted beans, jams, condiments, tinned fish, and tinned tomatoes. So they're obviously looking to build up their tinned goods. And one last bit of information. We had been advertising a musical evening with the Lindsay Chorale. That's had to be cancelled. And so it was going to be on Saturday, the 19th of October. If you have tickets, you will get a refund. If you come and see me at the end of the service, or if you catch Karen Gately when you see her, and we can arrange that for you. So those are our notices. Let's take a quiet moment as we settle our minds and hearts and bodies into where we are. Our theme over the next wee while is going to be encountering God. And that's what we're doing today. We're here. We're meeting together. We're meeting with God. So let's have a moment's quiet. And then we're going to pray together our opening prayer. We pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in worship and praise. We ask that you would bless our time together today and that each person would be open to hearing your word and would respond in loving obedience. Amen. Let's stand and sing together our first song, May This Journey. Please take your seats. We've always been led very well in music in Connect, but over the last wee while, it's been a bit different. So can I say, on behalf of all of us, it's so lovely to hear you and so lovely to have you back, Frank. It's lovely to have you. Yeah. We're going to take a moment now, and we're going to bring ourselves to God in confession as we use the words on the screen together. We pray together. God of everlasting love, God of everlasting love, we confess that we have been unfaithful to our covenant with you and with one another. We have worshipped other gods, money, power, greed, and convenience. We have served our own self-interest instead of serving only you and your people. We have not loved our neighbor as you have commanded, nor have we rightly loved ourselves. Forgive us, gracious God, and bring us back into the fullness of our covenant with you and one another, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, who forgives us, we give you our thanks. Amen. During our next song, or towards the end of our next song, we're going to invite our Sunday school kids to go on out through that door and up to the top hall. But we're the rest of us are going to stand and sing together, He Will Hold Me Fast.
Those He saves are His delight.
Please take your seats. Our Bible reading this morning comes from Mark's Gospel, and it is found in chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowering the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take up your mat, and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We're going to stand and sing together Ancient Words. Please stay standing if you're able, and we will declare the words of our faith. We believe in God the Father. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son,
who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God, the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please take your seats. As we come towards that point in our service where we unpack some of the thoughts and ideas that come from our reading, we're going to stay seated as we sing together our next song, Believe.
You are my light, you are my strength.
Heavenly Father, be with us now as we come to you, not just on our own, but we come to you as one body. We pray this in the name of your dear Son. Amen. So what I'm wondering this morning is, what did you have to do before you could be here today? What did you have to overcome? Was it getting out of bed? Was it getting out of bed with a hip that feels like it's somebody else's hip? Was it a sore back or the hangover from an argument the night before? What did you have to overcome this morning before you came here? Was it brushing your teeth? Was it brushing somebody else's teeth? Was it finding your teeth? Yeah. Or did you spring out of bed, do 50 star jumps, and skip through your morning routine? Some of you are still in bed. Some of you are here online. Oh, I'm going to wave to the camera. Everyone, wave to the camera up there. Some of you are here online, and you've had to navigate wires and tubes and injections and bed baths to be here this morning. Some of you are listening or watching at home, having taught yourself how to use YouTube, and you've found that there's more than one St. Finian's Church out there, and you've found that the other service might be better than this one. Don't tell anyone. Whatever we have overcome, whether it's been something or nothing, what are we here for? Why did we come? Why did we do it? The best reason, I think I would suggest, I do suggest, the best reason is we're here to see Jesus. We're here to meet with him. We're here to have an encounter with him. And encountering Jesus is a theme that we're going to be taking on for the next while as we look at different people in the Bible who encountered Jesus. So many of us are here to encounter Jesus, but we're not here alone. We've come via a friend's house, and we've driven them up the road, or we've been driven by them. Some of us have brought a brother or a sister, or we've brought someone that we've known for so long that really they've turned into a brother or a sister. Some of us have brought children or grandchildren, and we've done this overcoming obstacles of health, ability, and practicality, because we know that we cannot all come here without help. In today's reading, a group of men who could have gone to see Jesus perfectly well on their own brought a friend who could not have made the journey without their help. And four of these men carried their friend on a mat, and they took him to Jesus. And what did they find? Well, they found on their journey there was a lot to overcome. Jesus was in a house, and the place was absolutely bunged. Not only was the house full, but there was a crowd around the door, and people were standing around leaning in the windows. So what did these guys do? They saw they had to make an opening for themselves. They pushed through to the house and went up an outside staircase to the flat roof. They ignored the shouts and the demands that they stop, and they dug up part of the clay roof. They dug up the clay, they dug up the wood and thatch on the inside and found a space between the beams. Then they peered in the hole, looking down on Jesus's head. Now, Jesus was a carpenter by trade, and he would have been able to make a quick estimate as to how much money and time would be needed to repair the hole that they've just made. But then they lowered their lame friend through the new hole into the room, and Jesus saw the damage, and he saw their audacity, and he saw all that they had overcome in that moment just to get their friend to him. And why had they done it? Why have some of us made the effort to come here with someone else today? Again, the best reason is that we want our loved ones to meet with Jesus. We want them to see Jesus, the one who makes them know and feel and understand that they are made right with God today, and one day they will be fully whole. We do it because we want to encounter Jesus. We want our loved ones to encounter Jesus. So these men who burst through the ceiling, a bit like this one here, probably lower, but a flat roof. Flat roofs are a nightmare. So they lower this man through, and there he is in the middle of the hall, in the middle of the room. How did Jesus greet him? What did he do when he looked down at the man on the floor and he looked up at the others peering through the ceiling? What did he do when he saw the bits of dust and clay and wood on the floor? Well, what he did was he saw them properly for who they were. He saw the fact that they had worked hard to get to him, that they'd overcome disability, crowds, and even architecture. And he recognized this overcoming as faith. Later on in Mark's gospel, Jesus is going to meet a woman who overcame peer pressure, shame, and crowds as she pushed her way through a group, or a crowd of people just to touch Jesus' cloak. And then later on still, Jesus will meet a blind man who overcame a crowd by yelling and yelling Jesus' name. The crowd around him were saying, Bartimaeus, shut up. And he was saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He wouldn't stop. He overcame the pressure that was being put on him. And Jesus saw that overcoming. He saw the overcoming of Bartimaeus, the overcoming of this woman. He saw the overcoming of those friends, and he recognized it as faith. He looked at this man on the floor, and he saw his friends and their shared faith. And he said to this man, you have been made right with God. Your sins are forgiven, and your body is now healed. Get up, walk home. And he came in through the roof and went out through the front door. And his life was completely turned around. Imagine a mountain climber. Imagine a mountain climber who knows that at the top of this one cliff, there's a treasure. And he's up for it. And he's been climbing for years. He's got the big hands of a mountain climber. So he starts climbing up, and he can fit his body into all the nooks and crannies and the crevices, and he can get round the bends. He can see what's safe to hold on to and what's not. And eventually he gets to the top of this cliff, and he sees the treasure. And the treasure that he sees is actually a feast. It's a table set with loads and loads of places, and it's got all the greatest food that has ever been cooked. It had curry, it had pizza, it had wine, it had Coke, and very, very few vegetables. And he looked at this, but the best thing of all was he realized that already sitting at the table was God. And God was the one who had made the table, laid it. It was all there for him. And the mountain climber's about to pull out a seat and sit down, and then he hears a voice. He hears two voices. No, that's five voices. And he looks down over the cliff that they've just climbed up. And he sees a group of people who are looking up. And they've heard that there's a treasure up there as well. They don't know it's a feast yet. And so the mountain climber pushes the seat back in. He climbs back down the cliff. And he says to the people, I've got a plan. We're all going to climb up and I'm going to help you. And so they go up together as a group. And he said, right, put your left hand there. That's it, your right hand there. Excuse my hands for a minute. I'm going to give you a wee shove. And eventually, they all got up. They all sat down at the table together. They all feasted together. Because the mountain climber realized that this was not something for him. This was something for all of them together. Together, they made it, every one of them. And God sees the climb, and God sees the overcoming, and God sees the work that we do. We don't do it alone. The Holy Spirit is with us. But he sees that what we want is just to be with his Son, just to encounter him, to be in his company. And we don't want to do it alone. We want to do it together. The people to our left and to our right, the people online, in hospital, at home, wherever they are, who have joined us here today, these people are your, my fellow pilgrims. We're pilgrims, overcomers, and we cannot do this without one another. We can't do it without them. They can't do it without us. We are among one another with the Holy Spirit among us, and we're only as strong as our weakest member. So let's say we've got the faith that can move a mountain and the person next to us does not. We have to share. We have to move at the pace that suits both. We're only as strong as our weakest member. And we're only as welcome as our least welcomed brother, sister, or child. We can't do this without them. They cannot do this without us. When Jesus saw the faith of the lame man, he also saw the faith of the friends who brought him. Now, I saw something online, and there was somebody who was saying that the friends let Jesus down, and Jesus looked at his faith, and he looked at their faith, and he saw, right, in this man's heart, this man wants forgiveness, so I'm going to forgive him his sins. In their faith, theirs is different. They're not wanting forgiveness. And with due respect, I think, no, No, they were together. They did it together. They came together. He gave to this man what this man needed because of their faith together. We're one in this body as we all share in the one Jesus. We never encounter Jesus alone. So, as we close, and before we say or do anything else, let's encounter Jesus together. And often I think the best way to do this is to pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. The one that says, not my Father, our Father. Not the one that says, forgive me my trespasses, forgive us our trespasses. And let's pray now together the Lord's Prayer, but let's do it ever conscious that we are speaking to God, and we're speaking to God with somebody on this side, somebody on that side, maybe somebody in front, maybe somebody behind us. So let's pray together. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let's continue our worship along with one another as we stand and sing our offertory hymn together, Keep the Banner Flying High.
Give me strength when I'm weary, my Lord. Light me up when I fall. Oh, my Lord, light a fire in my bones that an ocean cannot drown. Give me hope, give me strength until my work is done. Oh, Jesus, be my vision. Oh,
Please take your seats. And let's have a time of prayer together. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning alongside our brothers and sisters in faith. We come now with our own needs and the needs of the world, knowing that you love and hear us. And Heavenly Father, we also bring to you our offerings. And would you accept from us our offerings to you that we know only belong to you in the first place? And in a moment of quiet, Heavenly Father, we bring to you our thoughts, our worries, needs, and wants for the body of Christ across the world. And we pray too in our hearts for our own bishop and rector. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And in a moment of quiet, we bring to you, Heavenly Father, our thoughts, worries, needs, and wants for the world, including where there are wars, injustices, and deprivation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And in a moment of quiet, Heavenly Father, we bring to you our thoughts, worries, needs, and wants for Northern Ireland, its assembly, its health and educational structures, and those who fall through the cracks. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And in the quiet, Heavenly Father, we bring to you our thoughts, our worries, needs, and wants for our own parish and congregation. And we pray especially for those sitting around us and those who are watching or listening online. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Heavenly Father, in a final moment of quiet, we bring to you our thoughts, our worries, the needs and wants for those who are known to us, who want and need to encounter you. And we bring to you those who have ill health in body and mind. And we bring to you the lonely and the lost, the dying and the bereaved. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Look upon us, Lord Jesus, and see our faith and our longing for you, and bring your forgiveness, mercy, and wholeness. Amen. As our service comes to its close, we're going to stand and sing together Hymn of Heaven.
Yeah.
As we prepare to go out into the world together, can I say thank you on behalf of everyone, to everyone, for joining us together in worship. It's always a special time to come together and worship together. Thank you to those people online who have made the special effort to join us. And thank you to those people who have brought young people and children and grandchildren. You always want the noise of children in a room when you're worshiping. There's two noises you don't want to end: the noise of children in a room worshiping and the noise of your own heartbeat. When they both end, to an extent, a similar thing has happened. So let's enjoy them when we're here and let's nurture them. Shall we say together the words on the screen as we go out together? We go into the world. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives as well as our worship be always pleasing in your sight. For the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is Rescuer. Before our closing hymn, we're going to have our blessing, but slightly differently this morning. We're going to stand and receive our blessing prayer as it is sung to us.
Lord, turn these
Let's sing our closing hymn together, Rescuer.
He's our rescuer.
Hey!
He's our rescuer.
To love and
serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen.